This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a huge show today, a lot to talk about. Apparently, your sperm quality might be going down, not only because of your laptop, but because of your cell phone. So we're having cell phone issues. Try to pick off your sperm, how to protect the little swimmers. We have an earthquake near Chile we need to talk about a 7.0 magnitude. We have Zoom becoming one of the biggest, I think probably one of the richest companies yet as a result of everything going on with the COVID pandemic. But on the flip side, we have thousands upon thousands, maybe millions of kids that really don't have internet access. And here they are, week two possibly of school, and not being able to get their education. We have, again, some more breaking news on some of the riots, COVID, and one of the biggest stories of the day, National Flint the Nation Week. Woo-hoo! Yay! It's National Flint the Nation Week, and I am very excited about National Flint the Nation Week because all year long we struggle in terms of getting blood and having blood supplies in our blood banks and in our hospitals and our medical centers. And God bless all of you who are able to donate and do so diligently. But I got to tell you, with the COVID pandemic, even a lot of you guys, diehard donors, haven't been able to go and donate. Maybe you went to a nearby school. Maybe your boss, maybe your place of work. Where I used to work, we had blood donations every month. Well, if that place has been closed down because of the COVID pandemic, those monthly blood donations don't happen. Those drives don't happen. And so the numbers of pints that dropped exponentially just dropped. It dropped exponentially. And we need 36,000 units of blood a day. Every 2 seconds, somebody needs blood in this country. 36,000 units are needed just every day alone. And so let's say somebody, God forbid, gets into a car accident. That could take about 100 pints of blood. You know, we as doctors, we're like, all right, let's type across 2 units. We're always like, all right, type across 2 units. Let's have 2 units ready. And they're there. The blood is always there. Well, why is the blood always there? Well, because we have blood banks like Vitalant. We got blood banks like American Red Cross. We got LifeShare. We got community blood centers. We got One Blood. There's tons of blood banks that are every single day, 24/7, collecting donations and then processing them. And I know people always freak out and go, well, I don't want Dr. Dahlia's crazy juice. I just donated today. So, yeah, somebody's going to get my crazy juice. See? And it's going to be interesting because whoever gets my crazy juice is going to be like, I want chocolate chip cookies. I want chocolate chip cookies. You know, and they're not going to know how to comb their hair. Honestly, if anybody gets my crazy juice, it's fine. You know, it's one pint of blood, okay? And so when you have, you know, when you do get the blood, it absorbs pretty quickly, and your blood is still the blood that be, okay? And it adds volume, it adds iron, it adds important cells that you need. And so, somebody on Twitter wrote something about during a pandemic, you're not supposed to donate blood. And I don't know what they were talking about, and I haven't even read their whole tweet, but it was kind of anti-blood donation during a pandemic. You got it all wrong. During a pandemic, during war, you know, during a shooting, during crisis, during flood repair and rebuilding, you know, a city, that's exactly when people need to donate blood. If you're in Seattle, if you're in Las Vegas, if you're in Wisconsin. And what I really, really like about National Blood Donation Week is we see Democratic governors and Republican governors unite. They actually combine. I mean, they actually unite for this one cause. You rarely see Democratic and Republican governors governors agree on something. But here they are proclaiming state blood donation days. National Blood Donation Day is going to be this Friday, September 4th. And we have states like Wisconsin and Oklahoma and I believe Louisiana and Hawaii. And we have tons of states, it doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat, blue, red, declaring state blood donation days because they know that this is a time when we need blood. And it doesn't matter if you're red, blue, right, left, you know, we need blood. We're still working on the FDA, hopefully reversing the ban on, you know, preventing men who have sex with men to donate blood, because my blood as a heterosexual woman is being screened for HIV. We're all the blood gets screened. All the blood gets screened for HIV, hepatitis, babesiosis, Chagas disease, Zika, syphilis, you know, so it's really thorough. In terms of screening for COVID, the COVID screen is usually nasal and nasopharyngeal, and so you can't technically screen for COVID in the blood. And remember, COVID is kind of transmitted droplet transmission. However, what your blood donation will be screened for is COVID antibodies. So if you do have the potential to help save lives, and I know there's been some back and forth, you know, in terms of the FDA approving convalescent plasma, the blood banks are still going to collect your blood. They'll still collect your plasma because there are many institutions that are still using that to help COVID patients. And we've been doing a good job somehow keeping people alive, whether it's the remdesivir, whether it's the steroids, whether it's our awesome first responders, whether it's the convalescent plasma, fine by me. Throw the whole buffet at them. Just get these people living and back to where they need to be. So National Blood Donation Week, if you have a Vital into your area, if you have an American Red Cross, if you have a One Blood or Life Share or Community Blood Center or wherever blood centers that you have, Bonfils, whoever you have in your area, can you see if they need blood? And if you can't donate blood because of certain medical conditions or whatever, if you could at least help host a drive. We could do it very easily under COVID social distancing. I wore my mask, we social distanced, and it was easy to do it. It didn't even hurt. And I got chocolate chip cookies. So I get National Blood Donation Week. It shows that America could kind of step aside with everything going on and all the fighting and people shooting at each other and, you know, being anti-Biden or being anti-Trump or whatever the heck is going on now, race wars. We can at least come together and realize that blood is colorblind, blood is race blind, blood is politics blind. National Blood Donation Week. Way to go, people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we've been talking about how people have been writing and people have been just in complete despair about where their business is going and when they're going to be able to go back to work and how are they going to live, you know, on just unemployment insurance alone and what's going to happen to their benefits. And so in many states throughout the country, there's been a lot of, shall we say, headbutting and debates and controversy and, you know, unfortunately, governors have been kind of, you know, on people's poop list when it comes to the shutdowns and how their approach was to the economy. And Vegas and Nevada is no different. We are for those of you that aren't very familiar with Las Vegas, we are, I believe, the entertainment capital of the world. I know people probably call Hollywood that or New York City or whatever. It's Vegas, okay? I mean, you cannot get any better entertainment than here. We got the Broadway shows, even though they're called the Vegas shows. We still have Broadway. We have some of the best food. We had the best clubs, the best, we had it. And we will get it back. Have the Vegas Golden Knights, one of the best hockey teams. We got the Raiders, which are going to be the best football team eventually. Just, I still love my Cowboys, and I'm never going to abandon my Cowboys, but I'll love the Cowboys and the Raiders. I could do both of that. But with the lockdown and the shutdown, entertainment and live entertainment got pulled. And you couldn't have venues that had live entertainment. You couldn't have people gathering in bars, and you couldn't have people gathering for shows. Well, apparently there was a little loophole where some restaurants were still able to have a live entertainer if they serve food and they were drawing guests as a venue. Now, a lot of people in Vegas didn't know about that, or Nevada, until yesterday when somebody posted a video of Governor Sisolak having dinner with his wife and another couple. And you see somebody kind of playing, you know, some strings next to him, and there's a singer. Now, the restaurant owner, I believe, said that the singer was his wife, and it's not a venue advertising live entertainment, etc., but people just lost their minds, and people were just upset, and they were like, I don't understand. Well, actually, there was a video posting saying, oh my gosh, live entertainment isn't allowed. I hope nobody tells the governor. And they're like, wait a second, there's the governor. So there's been a lot of, rude and nasty comments now going on. And I'm not here to defend anybody, and I'm not here to accuse anybody or defend anybody, but I'm here to kind of highlight that this can't go on much longer, and we have a huge issue of people not really understanding the rules. And so when you have entertainment and lounge singers and bands and basically a huge industry that is sidelined until the economy comes back, but then you see videos of some people getting to work and getting to entertain and do their job, people are like, can somebody explain to me what's going on? And this has been unfortunately, the whole, theme of 2020, where we have rules, but then there's exception to the rules, and people don't understand why those exceptions exist, but then they're in trouble. So like for example, we weren't allowed to have mass gatherings. We weren't allowed to, have a bunch of people in a room for a graduation. We can't have a bunch of people in a room for a funeral. Yet protests and riots happen without any sort of, suggestions of, wait a second, we're not supposed to be coalescing. And people feel that same way. I get the difference. And I spoke about this on News 13 yesterday. I was asked, what was the difference between what happens in a restaurant where you have a lounge singer versus, what was banned? Well, what was banned is they didn't want the concerts. They didn't want, the raves. They didn't want people, jumping up and down or throwing panties or, like this at the dollar bills at a strip club. They wanted to limit that, which is why bars are still closed in Clark County, unless, of course, it's a restaurant that serves alcohol, which is another thing people keep asking me about, which I'll talk about. So I guess it was more for crowd control. And people are frustrated. They're like, wait a second. So if I have a bar, but I'm serving food, I could stay open and still support my workers and support my family. But if I'm just a bar, I can't stay open. Well, this is what happened in New York, why they made Cuomo chips. In New York, you could not have a bar open unless you serve food. So they threw together this potato thing, and they called them Governor Cuomo chips, and they sold them for a dollar. This way they could still be open for business. I don't know how long that lasted. I don't know if they still got shut down. But, I mean, people are trying to be creative because they just want to still have their livelihood. In California, Governor Newsom spoke out going, no, you can't be doing the Newsom nibblies. Okay? I mean, these are the following foods that will not count. Pizza rolls, chicken wings, chips, salsa, those don't count as food. If you're a bar that serves that, you can serve a salad. But if it's a packaged salad, doesn't count. So you have people kind of frustrated with the arbitrariness So when they see the governor having dinner, you know, did the governor do anything really, really that bad having dinner with his wife? No, but they're frustrated because they can't work. You know, when you own a business and you are being told that you have to shut down, and I had to shut down our businesses too, and you're doing it in the name of public health, but then things are still going on that don't really that you thought weren't supposed to go on because of public health, but there's a fine line and there's a demarcation and it's a gray area. People are frustrated. So I think what you're going to start seeing is a huge rebellion on these shutdowns and who can't, you know, open back up. We already see in New York a whole bunch of people, a bunch of the tax base is fleeing. Articles every day is talking about how the tax base in New York is saying, I'm out of here, and they're fleeing. With California, people are leaving California. They're coming to Nevada, although we still have strict rules here, but they're coming more east, and they're going to Utah and Texas and New Mexico and stuff. And so, I don't have a problem if I see our governor eating out with his wife, you know, and if the restaurant owner had his wife sing, all right, if it's within the law. But then what we do need and what I do have a problem with is there not being any clarification and there being justification for why we can't support ourselves, why we can't open back up, why we have to default on a lease, why we have to default. And I understand rent eviction got, you know, the eviction moratorium got expanded, but people still owe on the lease. They owe on a lease and they can't be open for business. We have never in any of our lifetimes, even during World War II, even before our lifetimes, ever been told you can't work. The only time we've seen this, I believe, in some of our lifetimes, would be Nazi Germany, where, you know, if you were a Jew or you were somebody who sympathized, you know, with the anti-Nazi party, you couldn't run your business. You couldn't own your business. That's the only other time we've seen this. We have never seen this in our lifetime, and we're seeing it, but we're seeing, you know, these arbitrary rules. We're not seeing consistency. We're seeing some hypocrisy. Same thing with the masks, you know. You wear the masks, or don't wear the masks. You don't need the masks in the beginning, and then, yeah, now you need the masks. It's just not making sense. You know, same thing. If this is for public health, right, and like in California, you're not supposed to have indoor seating. You can only have outdoor seating. Yet it's hot, and people are getting heat stroke and heat illness because they're all outside in the sun. How is the indoor seating, outdoor seating for public health? See, we're picking COVID. And we're just picking COVID, and we're like, we're doing this because it's anti-COVID. Yet you're putting people at risk for melanoma and heat stroke and heat illness and dehydration. That you are not going to convince me that this is for public health. All right, I get they want to limit concerts and they want to limit, you know, crowds. But then you need to explain to people why there can't be lounge acts and bands that are playing for people sitting at tables social distancing. Well, I guess the reason why is it falls into a bar. Well, then fine, serve some Cuomo chips or Sisalak chips or whatever. Make some food so it can happen. So I think what we're starting to see is this kind of rebellion. And people aren't rebelling because they have nothing better to do. They're tired. They're hungry. They're scared. If you had your whole life savings into one business and you're still being told that you can't work, or if you're a singer or you're an entertainer and, you know, this is your life. I mean, if somebody told me I couldn't sing or I couldn't broadcast, I could broadcast. You know, how come broadcast is allowed, essential, but you can't sing? And you can't, you know, now apparently singers can sing, you know. I mean, I could sing. Why technically can't? You guys are like, she can't sing. I could try and sing, but I'm not allowed to do that in a lounge. Okay, it just, somebody's got to clarify the rules because people are tired of it. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Kenosha, Wisconsin, taking a look at some of the property that's been affected by the recent riots. The president also set to participate in a roundtable on Wisconsin community safety. As far as reaction to the trip from the folks on the ground in Kenosha, Erin Decker is the chairman of the Kenosha County Republican Party. She says law enforcement is excited to see the president.
Oh, I think law enforcement supports him. Him sending in the troops, as we say, really helped them. They've been working 18-hour days since Sunday, and they're exhausted. They needed the help.
Waivers allowing flexibilities in child nutrition programs are being extended. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is pushing the waivers through the end of the year or when the funding runs out. They were set to expire on the 31st of August. This is USA Radio News. One of America's top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, tells ABC's Good Morning America any vaccine will be rigorously tested.
You don't want a vaccine to be available widely to the American public unless it's been shown to be safe and effective. Safe and effective.
President Trump also says more rapid coronavirus tests are on the way. The test returns results in 15 minutes. Those tests will be given to folks at nursing homes. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update on the fire situation in California.
Firefighters are gaining some ground again against a huge wildfire burning east of San Jose, California. The 383,000-acre fire, now 60% contained, a gain of 10% since Sunday. The fire has injured at least five people, and it's destroyed more than three dozen structures.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so clean.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, all right, a couple things we've got to talk about. Okay, first let's talk about the sperm. All right. Study out of Tel Aviv, Israel, has found that if you at night use your tablet, laptop, your smartphone at night, you're going to have lower sperm quality and less motility to your sperm. Now, I can't think like a sperm, but if I was a sperm, my guess is it doesn't like, right? It doesn't like lack of sleep. I think our body really, really likes it when we sleep and we get good sleep. And, like, I know my ovaries. My ovaries will be like, go to sleep already. Sick of you. Witch, please. Said witch. That's not what they call me. They call me some really bad names that I can't say on air. And I'm like, I can't go to bed yet. I can't go to bed. I'm dealing with the kids. I'm helping with homework. I can't go to bed yet. I'm like, please, go to sleep. So my ovaries talk to me all the time, and they want me to go to sleep. And I'm wondering if the testicles are the same. I don't have testicles. I wish I did, because I think I would get a much better perspective on, you know, how sperm work. But, you know, when you are in bed and you're looking at your phone and then you're waking up, and like my phone will throughout the night go bzz, 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 you know, and then I'll get a text or I'll get a phone call or there'll be a blog, like somebody would like a blog or my Instagram, and it's like all night long. And it's really, really frustrating. So, and then the light goes on and so I wake up. Now again, I don't have sperm, but I'm sure it definitely did something to my eggs. And you also wonder if there's going to be a study looking at women's fertility when it comes to smartphones and, you know, phones keeping you up. So this particular study came out of Tel Aviv. I think they looked at about 116 males, and the guys were anywhere between 21 and 50. They examined their sperm. They also looked at their use of electronic devices and how often they used them. And they found that those who slept longer had better sleep, had a better sperm count. So it has to do with the sleep. I don't personally think it's the light or the blue light, right? We need blue light filters. I don't know if particularly it's the blue light that's kind of zapping the sperm. But I do tell my kids to keep their phone out of their pants. I don't like any sort of phones or any sort of electronics near the testicles. That just makes you really, really nervous. So whenever I see my guy friends, you know, and they have like a bulge, you know, in their pants, and it's obviously their cell phone, I'm like, dude, take your cell phone. They're like, no, my phone. Like, dude, you have a cell phone in there. I mean it, because I don't want you to get cancer. And I'm not saying cell phones cause cancer. It's just I don't think you're supposed to have anything near there. If you really think about it, the testicles try to be the farthest away from the body as much as possible. Why? Well, because the body's too warm. The testicles don't want to be 98.6. Testicles want it to be a little cooler. The sperm do better when it's cooler. So you're going to start heating things up with your phone. You're going to start heating things up with your laptop. That's why the laptops aren't that good. The laptops, they sit on your lap. It's not good for your neck. It's not good for your shoulders. It's not good for your back. And then it sits there and it fries the nibblies. And so that's not good. So, you know, they have been noticing trends in male fertility. They're seeing that fertility is going down. Now, many of us in the medical field think, well, it's because of what you're eating. You know, if you have, you know, more obesity, that could be affecting your fertility. Maybe if you have more estrogen with the obesity, that could be kind of then affecting how much testosterone you make. So there could be some sort of a tug of war there. But, you know, it could also be all the electronics nearby. So if you do have a cell phone, you know, and it's bedtime, shut it off. But just tell everybody. I think there's even a way with your cell phone to, if somebody does text you, you know, at night, it says, dude, I'm asleep, leave me the hell alone. You know, something like that. So, but my problem is I got now, you know, I got a 20-year-old and a 17-year-old. So I need my phone on because, God forbid, they're out and, you know, there's a ditch or an accident or something. I need to know about it. So, you know, but then again, I don't have sperm. I don't have testicles. So far, so good. And I'm not planning on having another baby. Now, here's the other problem we have. Okay, there's a new challenge. Now, I know some of us Generation Xers and boomers out there are going, what is with these challenges? And the millennials are like, okay, well, let me explain. And then you got the Generation Zs, who are the Zoomers, which we're going to talk about in the next segment, all right, or coming up on the show. And the challenges, all right, are kind of a, they have a multi-pronged purpose. So one is, it helps you become, shall we say, relevant. So when young people are doing stupid things online, like sticking a condom up their nose and pulling it through their mouth, or lighting themselves on fire, or snorting nutmeg or cinnamon and doing these challenges with the Tide Pod Challenge, what it means is they are doing what everybody else is doing. And YOLO, you only live once, which again is horrible. We got to get that out of these kids' minds. And so, you know, they want to be relevant and they want to, you know, do what the other kids are doing. Number two is they also want fame. You know, with us in school, when we were growing up, it was about sports. You had to be good in sports. Okay, now you could be popular and horrible in sports. Okay? I mean, you know, you just have to be really, you know, popular online. You have to have some good TikTok videos or YouTube videos, you know, or Snapchat, or have a good streak going with somebody. And so that starts to add your popularity. So if you get a bunch of views on you doing a stupid challenge, you've already kind of gotten more street cred. And then you also have this fight, which we're going to be talking about later, this sort of rebellion against being called a snowflake. See, a lot of the boomers think the younger people, the millennials and the Generation Zers or the Zoomers, are snowflakes. And snowflake is kind of a term for, you know, people being, you know, less, you know, resilient and less tough, you know, because they didn't kind of grow up, you know, playing stickball and getting beaten up at school and, you know, having to walk in the snow uphill both ways, right, to get to school. You know, they got to be carpooled and things like that. Yet, so you have these kids going, I'm tough. I could have a whole bunch of Tide Pods in my mouth. Or I could, you know, snort nutmeg. So you have these young kids wanting to look like they're tough. So this latest challenge is swallowing 12 to 14 tablets of Benadryl, getting tripped, going through a trip, hallucinating while you're videotaping it on TikTok. That's the latest challenge. And if any of my kids did it, I can't even say on air what I would do if I found out that they were trying to do this. And luckily, my boys are kind of smart. They're like, I'm not going to do that. But unfortunately, there was a girl that just got hospitalized last week. I don't know. I have to double check. I don't know if she died because she overdosed on Benadryl, diphenhydramine. It's an antihistamine. And sometimes symptoms of dry mouth, red skin, itchy skin, confusion, agitation. You could have a high heart rate. You could be discombobulated, confused. You could have nervousness. You could have, you know, complete fatigue. And you could seize and you could die from an overdose of Benadryl. And we already have a huge enough issue with teen suicide and teen overdose, and now they're watching these TikTok videos, and it's a challenge called the Benadryl Challenge. And so I worry because, you know, parents are already kind of freaked out about people going into their narcotics or their benzodiazepines, and then now, you know, you have these kids going after, you know, Benadryl, which means you have to lock up your Benadryl. I mean, we have Benadryl, you know, in the kitchen counter. I have it, so if any of the kids starts having an allergic reaction, they could run and get the Benadryl. It's not something that we would even think about locking up, you know, but now I guess you have to because kids are kids. And it's these challenges really make us kind of scratch our head. I'm hoping that the Generation Alpha, you know, are a little smarter than this. But if you notice that your kid is seeming to be a little out of it, you know, or they seem to be kind of itching or red or dry mouth and always kind of thirsty or, you know, those are sometimes some early signs. I know as a parent, it's really difficult to ask the kids to show you what's on their phone. Because I got two boys. They're taller than me now. So like, let me see what's on your phone. No, Mom. I'm your mama. I want to know what you're doing. You know, give me, and you know, it's like, you know, when we grew up, our diary, although I'd never have a diary because my mom would just read it. You know, why would I put something that I didn't want her to read? She'd read it anyway, unless I wanted to mess with her. But, you know, you got to know what your kids are doing. You got to know what your kids are watching, and you got to be aware. Even if we don't, let's say, have the TikTok app on our phone, you need to know what your kids and grandkids are into. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I've been asked if Donald Trump had a series of mini strokes. And my answer to that is, how the hell am I supposed to know? And the reason why that's come up is because there's apparently a book that's been published saying that when Donald Trump very quietly went to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center last year, Mike Pence was allegedly on standby, and because Donald Trump had to be evaluated for possible mini strokes. Now, he Donald Trump has said this is fake news. And he went on Twitter saying it never ends. Now they're trying to say that your favorite president, me. It's kind of funny. There's a lot of people, he is their favorite president. To other people, he's not. But I love how he assumes that he's the favorite president. Always entertaining. But, now people are, trying to diagnose him. And I don't know where they got this, but he says it never ends. Now they're trying to say that your favorite president, me, went to Walter Reed Medical Center having suffered a series of mini strokes. Never happened to this candidate. Fake news. Perhaps they are referring to another candidate from another party. Gee, what are we talking about? So he kind of made that suggestion that it might have been Joe Biden instead who had the issues. So this is obviously not a very easy time for either of them. Now, we've talked about this. Donald Trump last November went to the hospital. Some people thought it was COVID. He had, part of his physical. And I think his cholesterol is supposed to be high. His BMI is a little off. But for the most part, he's been telling everybody he's pretty healthy. Now, what would a 70-some, senior possibly have, at his age that could, signify anything that would look like mini strokes? Well, a lot of times older individuals might start to have incidental findings that they don't sound incidental to you or I, because we're like, well, wait a second, if you did have a mini stroke, I'd like to know about it. But many times we will see evidence of like multi-infarcts. Maybe we'll see in some people multi-infarct dementia, or we'll see areas that might have looked like there might have been some prior ischemia. We might also see some atrophy of the brain. And so I wouldn't be surprised if either candidate had a scan of their head that they might show some long-term wear and tear that happens with plumbing or cholesterol or whatever. And so when I hear that somebody had suffered a series of mini strokes, as a doctor, you're very concerned because that means they could be at risk for the big one. But if somebody is misinterpreting that and saying it looks like they might have had some sort of ischemic, issues over the years with the brain where, the brain didn't get 100% flow, which a lot of times it doesn't as you age, I would look at it a little differently. So, I'm not sure who wrote this book. Let me see. I'm sorry. It's, I don't know if I even have the name of the book. But, transient ischemic attacks is something that keeps coming up in the news on if the president had something like this. So a transient ischemic attack is a temporary lack of blood flow to the brain. And many times people will feel it. People say, well, I had a silent heart attack or I had a silent stroke. Okay, I hate those terms because, if you had any of those, you're going to be in the hospital and you're going to be hospitalized. You're going to have tests done and you're going to be watched. You're going to probably be on blood thinners, and a whole slew of medications. But when I would take care of somebody with a transient ischemic attack, they would have symptoms of a stroke. They'd have vision changes, trouble speaking, confusion, issues with balance, tingling, dizziness. Maybe their taste would be off, their smell would be off, which panics people because of COVID. Like, wait a second, our smell and taste is off with COVID. Well, a lot of colds it is, but I told you, I'm not very, optimistic about what neurologically that could mean, if COVID continues to prevent you from having adequate taste and smell, because you start to wonder if, it did affect the brain at all. But TIAs, you don't know if you're having a TIA or a stroke, so you need to call 911. Trump appeared to walk into Walter Reed. He wasn't, wheeled in. It didn't look like there was a lot of rush. This was what, and so I assumed, well, maybe he had a test and he had to review a test, or he had to go for his stress test, or he had to go for his colonoscopy, or maybe he had some hemorrhoids or something he just didn't want people talking about. But, the big topic comes in as to, are our presidents, or, whether it's going to be whether it's going to be Donald Trump, whether it's going to be Mike Pence, whether it's going to be Joe Biden, are they healthy enough? And, you know, I watch a video of Donald Trump going into the hospital, going out of the hospital, good speed with his walking, doesn't look like he's having any sort of neurological deficit. But if they did do a scan of the brain, and a scan of the brain showed that there might have been some, you know, wear and tear, or, you know, possible, cholesterol-induced, you know, infarcts, that could count as mini strokes. But when you hear the term mini stroke, you're thinking TIA. So we'll have to see. You know, I mean, the president's physician said it was just an interim checkup. Things were routine, you know, but, you know, people don't believe that. In more news with Donald Trump, Donald Trump is headed for Kenosha because he is, you know, wants to evaluate the unrest. He wants to also, he wants to show his support, for the recuperation of Jacob Blake. And, from what we've been told, people don't want Kenosha, him to come to Kenosha by the governor, Governor Evers, Jacob Blake's family, and, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian, both Democrats, asked the president not to come. And Evers said that it would hinder our healing and delay our work to overcome division and move forward together. Now, if I was Donald Trump, I would still go, and it looks like he is still going. You know, and Jacob Blake's family, I believe his father, said that he refuses to play politics. But in fact, he actually said, from what I understand, he didn't want either candidate to come and visit. And you know, I could kind of understand the family saying that. You know, if a family member says, you know, if family members like, oh, I don't want Trump around, okay, then that does sound political. But when they're like, look, I just don't want any candidates around, we're trying to heal, you know, can we not be a part of any, you know, photo ops, then I can understand that. So I get why the family might not want any, you know, and remember, there is a lot of discussion and debate now of Jacob Blake's past and, previous crimes and things like that. So it's not, you know, none of this is putting, you know, his, you know, record into a good light. But, you know, whenever there is a city of unrest and there's, you know, a state of emergency, the president does need to go. And so I think Donald Trump is doing a good thing. It's just, you know, people don't want, yeah, you know, him there. Now, with, you know, Washington, a lot of issues in terms of unrest going on in D.C., arrest. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says she is worried that the U.S. is descending into a race war, and it's revealed that the FBI is investigating, quote, domestic terrorism, and 70% of the people arrested over the weekends were from other cities. Jeremy Voshko, 27 years old, allegedly, was dragged from his BLM van. And from what we understand, he had also been spotted in Kenosha. And he's actually from Washington State. So he's in Kenosha. He's in D.C. Are there people that are strategically going to these protests? Are there people, and, you know, this has been a big, you know, debate, you know, is Antifa involved? You know, who put out bricks for people to use, or who are handed out bricks? So, I mean, it's, domestic terrorism is going to be a term we're going to start to hear a lot this week. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
hear the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.